下午好。
Good afternoon.
我听小朋友唱歌唱得真好。
I heard some very good voices from our children here.
我以为我们是不是放录音了。
I was thinking, were we playing back a recording?
好，我们开始之前，我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
祝福并带领我们下边的时间。
May you bless and lead us this time.
使我们仿佛基督的精兵。
That we may be the soldiers of Christ.
我们要敬拜你，我们要跟随你。
May we worship you and may we follow you.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上次讲了一点点有关献祭。
Last time we talked about bringing offerings.
我们都知道人是不能够来到上帝面前的。
We know that we cannot come in the presence of God.
因为亚当和夏娃犯罪了。
Because Adam and Eve sinned.
而上帝是绝对圣洁和公义的。
And God is absolutely holy and righteous.
因此呢，罪人也绝对来不到上帝的面前。
And so sinners can absolutely not come before God.
这就是耶和华神所说的，你吃的日子必定死的那个死的意思。
This is the death which God meant when he said, the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
不仅仅是指我们这个身体的死亡。
Not only is it our bodily death,
也包括我们灵性的死亡。
It includes also the spiritual death.
就是与上帝永远分离。
It is to be eternally separated from God.
在神的愤怒和刑罚当中直到永永远远。
Under the wrath and judgment of God forever.
所以我们就知道当永生命树的那个通往生命树那个树上那个道路当中被天使和发火焰的剑给挡上的时候那么人就活在死亡当中。
And when the path to the tree of life was blocked by the angel and the flaming sword, we know that humans now live under the curse of death.
那靠人的自己的力量呢人无论如何都不能够来到上帝面前。
By our own strength, we cannot come into the presence of God.
你可以说你说我为什么要来到上帝面前
You may ask, why would I want to come into the presence of God?
我现在活得很好。
I'm living pretty well.
但是我告诉你离开上帝的面前就是永远的灭亡。
Let me tell you now that departing from the presence of God is eternal death.
你也可以说永远的灭亡也没什么不好的。
You may say that eternal death may not be that bad.
那是因为你不知道什么叫永远的灭亡。
Because you do not completely understand what eternal death is.
永远灭亡并不意味着你就不存在了。
It does not mean that you cease to exist.
而是你依然存在。
But rather that you do exist.
因为我们的身体我们人有两部分组成。
Because remember that we are made of two parts.
一部分是我们的身体。
The first is our physical body.
是从尘土当中来的。
Made of dust.
所以当我们死的时候呢就归入尘土。
And so when we die, we return to dust.
另一部分就是我们的灵魂。
And our second part is the spirit.
我们的灵魂是从上帝而来。
And the spirit comes from God.
所以它是从永恒而来而为永恒。
And it comes from eternity and it is eternal.
我们的身体可以归于尘土，但是我们的灵魂永远归于上帝。
Our body may return to dust, but our spirit is always of God.
如果我们的灵魂不能够回到上帝那里，要与上帝永远的隔绝的话，那个地方叫什么呢？就叫地狱。
If our spirit is unable to return to the presence of God, we are separated from Him. That place is called hell.
这就是耶和华神所说的死。
And this is what we mean when God says death.
所以这是个很可怕的事情。
And this is a very frightening thing.
也是我们从小都应该知道的事情。
And this is something you may have an impression of ever since you were little.
也是我们必须知道的事情。
And this is also something very important for us. We must all know it.
但是我们前面讲了，上一次我们讲到了，神给人设立了一个献祭的制度，系统。
And last time we saw that God has established a system of sacrifices.
使人可以借着献祭呢，哎，回到上帝的面前。
That by bringing sacrifices or offerings, we can come into the presence of God.
所以这个献祭的系统呢是非常重要的。
And so this sacrificial system is very important.
人与上帝分离，这叫灭亡。
The separation from God is called death.
当上帝为人设立了献祭的制度，人可以借着献祭呢回到上帝的面前，就是不用灭亡了，可以活在上帝的面前。
God, by establishing the sacrificial system, enables for us to return into the presence of God, i.e. we no longer need to face death.
所以献祭非常重要。
And so sacrifices are very important.
那我们今天就来看献祭。
So let us see bringing offerings.
为什么要献祭？
Why should we bring offerings?
献祭会产生一个怎样的后果呢？
What is the effect of offering sacrifices or bringing offerings?
我们用的是利未记的第一章的第一节到第四节。
Let us see Leviticus chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
这里说耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说。
The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting saying,
在旧约的那个时代里呢，耶和华神与以色列人同在呢，用什么呢？就用会幕。
In the Old Testament, when God desired to fellowship with the Israelites, He did it through the tent of meeting.
就是上帝命令摩西所做的一个非常非常特殊的一个会幕。
It was a very particular tent of meeting which God commanded Moses to build.
那么在这个会幕当中呢，神可以与以色列的百姓呢，可以见面，可以说话。
And in that tent of meeting, God can meet with the Israelites and speak with them.
当然不是每个人。
Not, of course, it is not everyone that can do this.
在这个时候呢，只有摩西可以。
At this time, only Moses can.
就是神特别要选的人，他才可以进到会幕当中和神说话的。
It is only those specially chosen by God who can enter into the tent of meeting who can speak with God.
但是即便是摩西，即便是亚伦，他的哥哥最后被设立成为大祭司，他们也不可以随随便便进去的，好像你回家一样。
And even though they are chosen, even though Moses and Aaron, who is later named the high priest, they cannot simply go into the tent of meeting anytime they want, just like if you were to go home.
他们要代表以色列人进入会幕。和神来 meeting.
They must be representing the people of Israel and then go into the tent of meeting to meet with God.
那么即便是摩西也好或者是亚伦也好进入到会幕当中与神相见的时候他需要献祭。
And be it Moses or Aaron, when they go into the tent of meeting, they must offer sacrifices.
他才能进入会幕与神见面。
And only then are they able to enter into the tent of meeting to meet with God.
好那我们看耶和华在会幕中对摩西说什么
？So let us see what did God say to Moses in the tent of meeting.
他说：“你小谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献供物给耶和华，要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为供物。”
Verse 2 says, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of livestock from the herd or from the flock."
那么这个供物呢，我们也可以叫做礼物，也可以叫做。
And when we say offering, we also mean gift or a sacrifice.
所以呢，耶和华神说，如果以色列人想要献这个供物或者是祭物的话呢，要献祭的话呢，要可以从牛群和羊群当中呢来选择一个牛或者羊。
God said that if you are to bring an offering or a sacrifice, you can bring it from the flock or the herd, meaning the bulls or the sheep.
所以耶和华神首先给以色列人规定了献祭如何献。
So, first of all, we see that God established how we are to offer, bring offerings.
不能你想怎么献就怎么献。
You cannot bring offerings as you like.
不想你不可以你要献什么就献什么。
It is not that you can offer anything that you like.
甚至于你不可以献什么样的就是什么样的。
You cannot bring anything that you think you want to bring.
好了，第三节，选了牛，选了羊之后，我们看怎么办呢？
We see in verse 3, once you have selected your bull or once you have selected your sheep, what is next?
这里说，他的供物若以牛为燔祭，啊，你选了牛。
It says, if his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, that means it is a cow or a bull.
当然我们知道有牛的人通常都是很富裕的人。
We know that those who can afford a bull, they are very rich.
有些人可能不太富裕就献羊。
And some people are not as wealthy, and so they may offer up sheep.
有些人可能更不富裕呢他可以去献鹌鹑。
And those who are even poorer, they can offer up quail.
甚至于你可以去献鸟都可以的
or birds
那么这里边有一个要献供物给耶和华神的人他选择的是牛
and so somebody decides to bring an offering and it is a bull
这个他要献的祭叫什么呢叫燔祭
and this we call a burnt offering
那么我们从燔祭我们就能够明白是要把它烧掉了把这个牛要给它烧掉了
and from this term burnt offering we know that it must be completely consumed in fire
那么对这个牛有什么要求呢
And what are the requirements of this bull?
这个要以牛献为燔祭给耶和华神的人，他就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛。
It is, if his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish.
这个牛呢，一定不能有残疾的。
It must not be crippled in any way.
比如它缺了一个角也好。
For example, it's missing a horn.
或者它没有尾巴也好。
Or missing a tail.
或者它眼睛瞎也好。
Or it's blind in one eye.
这都是不可以的。
These are not acceptable.
那么好了。可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。
It is only those which will be accepted before the Lord.
也就是说，这个对这个牛也好，羊也好，这个祭物，这个礼物，它要达到耶和华神的要求，耶和华神才能够悦纳。
That is to say, whether it be a bull or a sheep, in order for, these are the rules for God to accept them.
也就是说，耶和华神才可以接受的。
These are the offerings which God will accept.
否则的话，神是不要的。
Otherwise, God will not accept them.
就是你献了祭也没有用的，没有功效的。
Even if you were to offer one of these unacceptable offerings, they are not effective.
所以叫称为不蒙悦纳，不被接受。
And those are the unacceptable offerings.
那么好了，这头牛呢，牵到了会幕的门口。
And he shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting.
那么献祭献礼物的这个人要做一件事情。
And now we see what does the person bringing the offering have to do.
第四节说他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。
Verse 4 says, he shall lay his head on the head, hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him.
你知道献祭呢，不是他们自己想献就献的，而是需要通过祭司给他献。
To bring the offering, it is not that the person brings it themselves, it must be done through a priest.
所以这个人要把牛牵到会幕门口，牵到祭司的面前。
The person, they must bring the bull to the entrance of the tent of meeting before the priest.
然后这个人要把两个手紧紧按在这头牛的头上。
And they must lay their hands on the head of the bull.
意思是什么呢？他要与这头牛呢要联合。
And this meaning is to become linked with the bull.
意思就是说这头牛就代表我。
To mean that this bull is now representing me.
然后这头牛便被祭司拉入会幕前边，把它按照耶和华的规定献为燔祭，烧在祭坛的上边。
And then the priest will take the bull before the tent of meeting, and then he will offer it according to God's command.
当然，在后边的时候呢，耶和华神告诉摩西如何献燔祭，如何处理这头整只的牛。
And later on, God tells Moses how we are to properly offer the sacrifice.
比如说这头牛的血如何处理。
For example, the blood, how are we to deal with it?
比如说这头牛它的脚，四个脚 feet, 怎么办？怎么处理？
Or the four hooves of the cow, what do we do with it?
或者说这个牛的皮应该怎么办？
And the cow's hide, what do we do with it?
或者这头牛它的内脏应该怎么办？
Or the internal organs of the bull, what do we do with that?
那么现在这里没有说。
Here we do not see it.
只告诉我们说，这头牛要按照耶和华神的要求来献。
It is, here we see only how we are to offer the, bring the offering to God.
那么这头牛符合耶和华神的条件，那么这头牛呢，便蒙悦纳。
If the bull does meet all the requirements by God, then he will be accepted by God.
但是需要这个人献礼物，这个人和这头牛要联合。
But it requires the person bringing the offering to become linked with the bull.
那么这头牛蒙悦纳，这个人的罪才能够被赎的。
And it is only when this bull receives acceptance from God that the person's sin may receive atonement.
还记不记得耶和华神说，告诉亚当说，你吃的日子必定死。
Remember when God said to Adam and Eve, the day that you eat, you shall surely die?
那么我们就知道他犯罪了，所以他就死了，与上帝就隔绝了。
We know that Adam and Eve, they committed sin, and then they died, and they were separated from God.
那么我们就知道，当这个人如果想回到上帝面前的时候，必须要有死的，有生命要死的。
And we know that if we are to come before God again, then there must be a life which is taken, there must be death.
因为人因着犯罪与上帝隔离，中间就有一个死在里边。
Because by our death through by our separation from God through sin, there is separating us death.
也就是说，罪人欠上帝一个死。
That is to say that sinners owe to God a death.
你必须把这个死给上帝，上帝的公义才能得到满足。
This death must be paid to God so that His perfect righteousness may be satisfied.
人才能够回到上帝面前。
So that men may go before God again.
但是这里告诉我们说，当这个人如此献祭的时候，他的罪就能得赦免，他就可以回到上帝的面前。
And this here we see how we are to bring offerings so that our sins may be atoned for and to come before God.
但是他并没有死。
But the person did not die.
死的是谁呢？
Who died?
是与他联合的那头牛。
It is the bull with which he was linked.
牛要被切成筷子放在祭坛上，在火里边完全的烧净的。
The bull is to be cut up into pieces and then put on the altar to be completely consumed in fire.
我们也可以说这头牛替这个人死了。
We can also say that the bull died for the person.
这个人为什么要死呢？
Why is the person going to die?
因为他犯罪。
The person should have died because he sinned.
我们就可以说，这头牛为了这个人的罪死。
So we see that the bull, we say that the bull died for that person's sins.
所以把这个死的赎价呢，给了上帝。
So the price of death has been paid to God.
那这个人就可以回到上帝面前。
And now this person can come before God again.
所以呢，我们就知道，上帝实际上是给人开通了一条道路。
So we see that God has opened a road for us.
使人可以回到上帝面前。
That men may come before God again.
借着什么呢？就借着献祭。
By what? It is by bringing offerings.
所以献祭重要不重要？
So is it important to bring offerings?
特别重要啊。
It is very important.
但是我们马上就会想一个问题。
Then we may come up with a question.
如果我犯罪了。
If I have sinned,
我需要为我的罪付出代价，就是死亡，就是灭亡。
I need to pay the price of the sin, that is death.
那一个牛替我死了，我就可以在上帝那里罪得赦免。
A bull died in my place, and I can receive forgiveness of my sin.
那这就比较划算了。
Then this is a good deal.
是不是啊？
Right?
比如说我去抢个银行。
Let's just say I go to rob a bank.
我抢500万。
I get 5 million.
然后我拿1万买头牛。
And then I spend $10,000 on a bull.
我还剩499万。
I am left with 4,990,000.
然后我罪得赦免。
And my sin has received atonement.
哎，你会觉得说，哎，这个好像上，当我们觉得划算的时候呢，上帝就不公平了。
When we think that this is a good deal, then God is no longer righteous.
但是上帝的确如此说，如果这个人按照耶和华神的命令如此献祭，他就蒙悦纳，他的罪就得赦免。
But we saw earlier that God said that if you offer, bring an offering according to His command that is acceptable to Him, then your sins will be forgiven.
所以你会有这个问题。
So what is your question?
我有这个问题。
And I have this question too.
你解决不了，我也解决不了。
I can't answer this question and neither can you.
的确啊。
Indeed.
一头牛能换我永远的灭亡，哇，这个生意很值得。
Can the bull take my place in eternal punishment? This is a really good deal.
但是你马上就会想到另一个问题。
Then you will come up with another question.
当你手里拿着499万的时候。
When you are holding that 4,990,000.
你会马上说，上帝你不公平。
You may say that God is no longer righteous.
因为他抢了1,000,000, 他也献一头牛。
Because he took $10 million and he only offered a bull too.
他剩999万，我就剩499万。
He is left with 9,999,000. I'm only left with 4,999,000. And we each offer a bull.
我们就会说，上帝你不公平。
We may say that God, you're not righteous.
所以我们就知道，这样的献祭为什么能够使人可以蒙悦纳，并且被赎罪呢？
So we see, why is it that this sacrifice or this offering has this effect that we are able to receive forgiveness?
是因为上帝如此说。
Because it is what God said.
换一句话说，上帝他要亲自给人付这个死的代价。
In other words, God himself will pay that price.
而这个代价绝对不是一头牛，也不是一头羊。
And this price is not simply a bull or a sheep.
因为一头羊，一头牛和罪的代价，这个不成比例的。
Because a bull or a sheep, there is no comparison to the price of sin.
所以我们就想到了好消息啊，我们曾经听说的好消息。
So let us recall the good news.
好消息是什么呢？
What is the good news?
就是神在永恒当中为人预备了一位救主。
It is that in eternity past, God has prepared for us a Savior.
这个救主要做一件事情就是什么呢？就是把神的百姓从他的罪恶当中拯救出来。
And the Savior is to save us from our sin.
把这些人带到上帝的面前。
To bring them before God.
而这个救主要偿还所有的这些神的百姓所亏欠上帝的那个死。
And the Savior, he shall pay the price for all the elect, all the chosen by God, so that they will not die.
所以呢，我们就知道，献祭呢，只是一个影儿。
So bringing offerings are just a shadow.
我们从那个影儿可以看到呢，未来将要有一个真正的救主为我们死。
And in the shadow, we can see in the future the Savior who is going to die for us.
因着他的死被神悦纳，而我们的罪可以得赎。
By his death, which was accepted by God, our sins can receive forgiveness.
而这位救主，他也将会像这牛、这羊一样被杀死。
And this Savior, he will die just like these bulls or these sheep.
他也要把他的生命拿出来。
And he will take out his life.
为了什么呢？
For what?
为了我们这些啊，我们要死的人。
It is for us who were going to die for our sins.
他替我们死，好像那个牛替我们死一样。
He died for our sins just like these bulls died for our sins.
那个牛的死为那个献祭的人偿还了死的代价。
The bull's death replaced the person's death.
那么同样那个救主呢，他的死会替所有的神的百姓的人，我们也可以说是神所喜悦的人，要付上这死的代价。
And the Savior, he will die in our place to pay the price of all of the elect, all the chosen of God, those who God is pleased with.
就好像你到超市里边买菜一样。
It is just like when you go to the supermarket to buy groceries.
你买了满满一车的东西。
You buy a full cart of food.
你很开心。
And you are very happy.
但是你当你出门的时候，你必须要付钱。
But before you exit, you must pay.
你不付钱你就出不去的。
If you don't pay, you can't get out.
因为你买这一车的东西价值就是100块钱。
You bought this full cart of food and there's $100.
你必须把这100块钱偿还给人家付，你无论用现金也好用卡也好，你必须给那个超市你才能够出来的。
You must pay the supermarket $100 in order to take your groceries.
否则你出不来。
Otherwise, you cannot leave.
所以呢，当你出去的时候呢，说明你 pay off。
And so when you leave, it means that you have already paid it off.
所以当你把这钱付给这间超市的时候，那么这个车上的东西就属于你了。
And when you have paid the price to the market, the food is yours.
你就可以把它推回家。
And you can take it home.
你可以任意的方式去吃它们。
And you can eat it however you like.
因为它属于你。
Because it is yours.
同样的道理。
Same concept, same principle.
当我们犯罪了以后，
After we have sinned,
我们就是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们就活在上帝所说的死的范围之内。
We are what we call, we live under death in front of God.
我们就欠上帝一个灭亡。
We owe to God a death.
因为我们犯罪了。
Because we have sinned.
犯罪了就要死，就要灭亡。
If you sin, then you must die.
直到有一天，这位救主我们讲的好消息，那位耶稣，那位基督，他来了。
It is until that the Savior, which was prepared by God, when He comes,
他把所有神所喜悦的人，就是相信他的人所欠的这个灭亡加在一起，他都一次性给 pay off.
He pays off the debt of death from all of the elect of God, those whom God is pleased.
当他把我们因着犯罪所欠的这个工价所付上的时候呢，我们就属于他了。
When the price of sin has been paid, then we are now of God.
他就可以带领我们，我们就都在他的里边，好像在那个
cart
shopping cart 里边一样。
We become his, and we, and he brings us to God. It's like, we are in his shopping cart.
我们就属于他了。
We are his.
我们就可以顺利通过 cashier.
And so we can go past the cashier now.
而这个 cashier 是谁呢？
And who is this cashier?
就是上帝。
It is God.
所以我们才能够回到上帝的面前。
And it is only by this that we can come into the presence of God.
所以我们讲到这些旧约的时代呢，献了很多的牛，献了很多的羊，献了很多的鹌鹑，献了很多的鸟。
And so in the Old Testament, we see all that there were many bulls and many sheep, many birds that were offered as sacrifices.
但是将这一切都加在一起。
But if you were to add all this up together,
实际上呢，是这位救主耶稣基督他替我们偿还的。
Actually, it is the Savior Jesus who paid for all of our debts.
所以呢，这些人旧约时代的这些人，如果按照耶和华神的命令如此献祭，那么他也将在2000年前的耶稣基督的死的里边也被 pay off。
And so, in the Old Testament, if people did offer acceptable sacrifices, then their debts were paid off by Jesus Christ, who lived and died 2,000 years ago.
也就是说,
that is to say,
上帝给人设了这个献祭的制度。
God has established this system of sacrifices.
神已经预备了一位救主。
God has prepared a Savior.
他可以完全的一次性的把神所喜悦的人，他的百姓所欠的这个，因着犯罪所欠的这个债，一次性偿还清楚。
He is able to once and for all completely take away the debt of death which we owe him.
使所有的人都可以回到上帝的面前。
So that all may come before God again.
亚伯拉罕有没有献祭？
Did Abraham offer sacrifices?
有啊。
He did.
挪亚有没有献祭？
Did Noah bring sacrifices?
有啊。
He did.
雅各有没有献祭？
Did Jacob bring sacrifices?
有啊，以撒有没有献祭？
Did Isaac?
有啊，以色列的先祖都在献祭。
All of Israel's forefathers, they offer sacrifices.
那么亚伯拉罕的时代要比主耶稣时代要多，早很几千年的。
Now Abraham preceded Jesus by a long time.
那么亚伯拉罕献了很多的牛，献了很多的羊。
Abraham offered many bulls and many sheep.
尽管他还没有见到这位救主耶稣基督。
Even though he has not seen Jesus yet.
但是他因着献每一只牛每一只羊呢，他的罪真得到赦免了。
And through all of these bulls and sheep that he brought as offerings, he did receive forgiveness of his sins.
而真正赦免他罪的不是那牛也不是那羊。
And the one who truly, paid for his debt of death was not these bulls or these sheep.
而是他的信心。
Rather, it is his faith.
因为他相信上帝说了，我就如此做，那么我就一定能够被赦免。
Because he believed in God, what God said, I do, and so he received forgiveness.
那么当几千年后，当这位神为人所预备的救主来到这个世界的时候，
And when the Savior, which was prepared by God in eternity past, when he finally came,
那么亚伯拉罕在他那个年代所献的牛，所献的羊，那个功用就在谁里边产生了效果呢？就在耶稣基督里边产生了效果。
And all of these offerings which were offered in Old Testament times, what brought about their final effect? It was Jesus.
所以谁为亚伯拉罕的罪死了？
So who was it that died for Abraham's sins?
谁为以撒的罪死了？
Who was it that died for Isaac's sins?
谁为摩西的罪死了？
Who was it that died for Moses?
是这位救主耶稣基督。
It is the Savior Jesus Christ.
他一次性 pay off.
Once and for all, he paid it off.
而旧约时代那些人啊，因为这是神说的话，那我就去做。
In the Old Testament times, the Israelites, they saw that this was God's command, and he did it. They followed God's commands.
那么这些人因为信神，信神口中所出的话，他们的罪真的能被赦免的。
And these Old Testament believers, when they followed God's command, they truly did receive forgiveness.
而拯救他们的这位救主呢，和我们今天所相信的这位耶稣呢，是同一位救主。
And the Savior which we believe in and which they believed in, it is the same Savior.
我们今天我们能够罪得赦免，同样也是因为我们相信这位神的儿子，这位救主。
When we receive salvation, it is because we have faith in the Savior.
所以我们对献祭呢要有一个非常 明确的认识。
And so we must have a very clear understanding of bringing offerings.
献祭只是神要显明他旨意的一个表象。
To bring offerings is only an expression of God's attributes or requirements.
而最终的拯救者是这位基督。
And the one who ultimately brings forgiveness is Jesus.
那么我们旧约的时代人呢，他们相信耶和华神的话就如此献祭。
And in Old Testament, when the Israelites believed in God, they brought offerings.
他们就罪得赦免。
And their sins received forgiveness.
而我们今天也因着相信耶和华神的话。
And today, when we believe in God's word,
耶和华神说，这是他的儿子，这是他为我们预备的救主，我们若相信他，我们就必不至于灭亡。
God says that this is my son, Jesus, and if you believe in him, you will not die.
那么我们如此相信，相信这位神所差来的这位救主。
So how do we believe in Jesus? How do we believe in the Savior which God sent?
那么这位救主就替你替我也献了同样的祭。
It is the Savior who brought the same offering for you. He was a sacrifice.
只是他献的不是牛，不是羊，不是鸟。
But the difference is that his sacrifice is not bull or sheep or birds.
他把自己当作祭物献给神。
He himself was the sacrifice which was offered to God.
因为他是没有罪的。
Because he was without sin.
所以神就悦纳他。
And so God accepted his sacrifice.
那么我们也因为他所献的祭蒙着悦纳，我们的罪就得赦免。
And by his sacrifice, God accepts us and our sins are forgiven.
我们就可以回到上帝面前。
And we can come before God again.
所以献祭很重要。
So bringing offerings is very important.
而献祭所显明的意义呢，也很重要。
And the importance or the meaning of bringing offerings is also very important.
因为可以使我们去认识这位真正的祭司和祭物，就是神为人所预备的耶稣基督。
Because through them, it helps us to know the priest and the true sacrifice, which is Jesus.
只有在他的所献的祭的当中，我们才能够回到上帝的面前。
It is only through his sacrifice that we can come before God.
我们才可以不至于去灭亡。
So that we will not perish.
所以希望我们能够去想这一切的事情。
So I urge you to consider these things.
使我们可以借着学习献祭，哎，我们可以认识这位真正的祭司和真正的祭物。
So that by studying these sacrifices that we can come to know the true sacrifice and the true priest.
使我们也可以因着相信他，我们的罪也可以得赦免。
So that by believing him, our sins may also receive forgiveness.
我们也可以在他的献祭当中来归给神，属于神，成为神的儿女。
So that through this, we may also be of God and become children of God and receive acceptance from him.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
我们因着罪与你隔绝。
By our sin, we have become separated from you.
我们也感谢你为我们开通一条永生之路。
We give you thanks also for opening a path to eternal life.
就是你爱子的死和复活。
It is the death of your beloved son and his resurrection.
为一切相信的人所献的这赎罪祭。
To die for all those who believe, to die for their price of death, the price of sin.
使你的百姓可以因着他的死和复活可以回到你的面前。
That your people, through his death and resurrection, that they may come before you again.
成为你的儿女。
To become your children.
施恩祝福给我们。
May you bless us.
使我们可以借着这样的献祭的学习，可以认识你所差来的救主耶稣基督。
May we come to know our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, by studying the sacrifices.
可以借着这位耶稣基督，这位救主，可以平息你的愤怒，使我们在你面前可以蒙悦纳，蒙拯救。
That by this sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, that your wrath may be appeased.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.